KTRB, AM 860.
This is Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie, a celebration of baseball in all its color, humor, and personality. Now, let's go to the park for today's game. Here's Marty Lurie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Off the Bat. Nice to have you with us today on this Sunday morning of baseball. Boy, the season is coming up. You know, it's not that much longer. It sounds like a long time, but only about a few weeks, and then the season will be underway. But another beautiful day down here in Arizona in the Cactus League. We're in Tempe, Arizona, at Tempe Diablo Stadium, the home of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And it's a nice day this morning, and we've got a nice blue sky above and a little breezy today. Nice wind going out to left and center field from right to left as I look out on the beautiful diamond here, manicured perfectly by the Halos ground crew as we get ready for baseball today. So for the Athletics, a nice game yesterday. And I will say this, you know, as I go through these spring trainings every year, and, you know, we always caution you not to be too excited about what happens down here in spring training. But as I've said, you can only do what you're supposed to do, and that is they play a game every day. So you might as well go out and play well and win a game. And the A's are doing that now. They're really playing decent baseball. And I say that honestly. They're playing good ball here. And I watch a lot of the other teams maybe not playing as fundamentally sound as the Athletics. And I've seen this over the years. Through the years, I've seen the A's develop good pitching and good defense. And they play the game correctly. And I tell you, I'm getting that feeling again that this team may be a little bit special, maybe better than we think they are. Starting pitching still very much up in the air. But I like what I see on the field. I like the way they're playing the game. The A's win yesterday, and they beat San Francisco 8-3. It was a split squad for the Giants. But once again, Dallas Braden, I think he's secured a spot in this starting rotation. Went 4 innings, 5 hits, a run, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Homers yesterday by Jason Giambi and Landon Powell. And boy, I'll tell you, Landon Powell, it looks to me like he's got an excellent chance of being the number 2 catcher on this ball club. And as Vince Catronio and I chatted about it yesterday, and if you want to hear that conversation, Raphael does a great job of putting our shows on loveofthegameproductions.com, my website, loveofthegameproductions.com. And, of course, you can hear the show live every day through our website, and it'll connect you right to KTRB 860 AM. But that conversation with Vinny is on the website. And Vinny and I talked about Landon Powell. Listen, Rob Bowen is here. You know, he's a veteran, and he can sit on the bench for 3 weeks at a time. But Landon Powell, I wonder if he'll get more playing time with Kurt Suzuki if he makes this team. You know, he would be a rookie. But I think Landon Powell has played pretty well. So A's played a good game yesterday. They win the game 8-3. Carrigan finished it with an inning, a hit, and a walk. And I think the bullpen is sort of rounding into shape. But they're playing good baseball. But when you're in spring training, the things that you like to think about, playing good ball, getting your veterans in shape. And for the A's, the medical report, I guess, is sort of the news every day. Eric Chavez threw the ball lightly this morning during practice and hit him a number of ground balls at third, so he's gently working his way back. Justin Dukeshire, cortisone shot for him. He's not going to pick up a ball for a few more days, and it looks like he's going to start the season on the disabled list, and that's just my opinion on it. He's just too far behind. He doesn't want to go to the bullpen. He wants to be a starting pitcher, and you know, to do that, they've got to stretch you out. And we haven't seen him yet. Joey Devine, the closer for the A's, and that doesn't matter much down here because the games really don't count. But Joey Devine is still about a week to 10 days away from going back on the mound. And you have to be a little concerned about that because he did miss some time last year with an elbow injury. So as he's working his way through spring training, the closer for the A's, Joey Devine, is not on the mound as of yet. So that's a look at some of the injuries. I talked to Mark Ellis yesterday for a good conversation with him, and he's swinging the bat well. Mark Ellis will be in the A's lineup today. He's going to DH once again. Told me he's starting to throw the ball. He's started working on his relays, working on the double play, and his estimated time of arrival back on the field for Mark Ellis looks about another week to 10 days away, somewhere in that range. But he was very upbeat, not nervous at all. And I get a good feeling that things are going well for Mark Ellis. So the lineup today for the A's, boy, you're going to have a lot of fun listening to the captain today and Vinny and Ray do this game. And I think this is exciting for me even just to see it. For the A's, Nomar Garcia-Parra makes his debut, and not as DH. He's going to be in the field today at third base leading off. He's number one. Orlando Cabrera is at short. He's going to bat second. Ryan Sweeney in center field. He's going to be the number three hitter. Cust is in right today. Mark Ellis, the DH. Kurt Suzuki behind the plate. Very smooth first baseman, and he is going to be a big leaguer. Sean Doolittle is at first today. Chris DeNorfi is back from the Italian team. He is going to play left field. And Gregorio Petit, he will be at second and may make the team, may not make the team, but he looks like a big leaguer. And I think some of the teams around baseball will be watching him quite a bit. But the phenom goes today, and again, this is going to be a good broadcast to listen to. Brett Anderson is on the hill, the left-hander for the A's. He's 0-1 with an earned run average just over 3 this spring. Maybe considered the more advanced of the three of Vin Mazzaro and Trevor Cahill and Brett Anderson. He's pitched in the Olympic team for the A's. Hey, and Vince Catronio is here. Nice to see him this morning. Vinny, how are you? Good to see him this morning. Always upbeat, and his young son Dominic here, who is doing a great job as a bat boy. So A's baseball. Boy, nice to be with you live right here from Tempe Diablo Stadium. Kevin Curran to my left, my producer, and Dan Quick, who is here as our assistant producer in the booth. So that's what we do. And we'll be back with you tomorrow again, 11:30 tomorrow. A's and Dodgers tomorrow. And looking on the L.A. Times website this morning, maybe Jason Schmidt tomorrow for the Dodgers against the A's. Or Hiroki Kuroda. They've got a split squad, so the pitchers are going to go one way or another. One's going to go against Seattle, one against the A's. And, boy, if we see Kuroda tomorrow, that would be special because I got to see him earlier in the week. I went out to the new Dodgers facility in Glendale, and, boy, he looked awfully good to me. He really did, and he pitched there against the Diamondbacks, and I think about 3 innings, struck out 5 or 6. So Kuroda didn't go to the WBC, but ended up staying in the Dodgers camp because he wants to really be in good shape this year, and he looked really good. So we may see him tomorrow for the A's and the Dodgers. The Angels lineup today, the Halos are slowly working the veterans into it. Still no Vladimir Guerrero. There'll be Sean Figgins at third, Howie Kendrick at second, Torrey Hunter in center, Kendry Morales. Boy, you talk to the people around the Halos club, and they feel Kendry Morales may be ready for a breakout season. He'll be at first. Juan Rivera in left. Gary Matthews Jr. makes his spring debut today, coming back from knee surgery, and he will be out in right field today. Mike Napoli may start the season on the DH. So he had that arm surgery, and he still can't throw real well, but he can hit, and he hits a bunch of home runs. He's going to DH today. Bobby Wilson is the catcher. He and Jeff Mathis will probably split that job as the season gets underway. And Eric Ibar will be at short today. And the pitcher, Jared Weaver, as he goes on the hill, he's got an earned run average over 13 in this young spring. But he had some shoulder stiffness that he has each year. And, you know, for the Halos, they've got a couple of questions in that starting rotation. Irvin Santana is out with a sprained elbow ligament. Who knows when he'll come back? The Angels very optimistic. But Dustin Mosley looks like he'll be in that rotation. And Shane Lox, L-O-U-X, is also very highly thought of maybe to be in that rotation. Also young Nick Adenhart has pitched well. But the big key for the Halos, the starting pitching, it's excellent. John Lackey, and you get Weaver today. Joe Saunders pitched an excellent game, talking to the Cub people yesterday, that Saunders looked really well against the Cubs. And maybe Kelvin Escobar. And Vinny and I talked about this, I think, about 2 weeks ago. And Vinny pointed out the fact that Escobar has yet to throw the breaking ball, the split, and all these other pitches. Well, supposedly he's done that in the bullpen, and they're very excited that Escobar could be coming back pretty soon. It's a very good Halos ball club. Bobby Abreu will come back from the WBC from Venezuela. And Brian Fuentes now closing with Arredondo and Shields and Darren Oliver and Kevin Jepsen. So the A's are going to have their hands full all season long with the Halos. But I'll tell you, the Halos are a good team, and the A's, to me, are playing excellent ball. this spring. So nice to bring all that to you. WBC action yesterday. If you didn't catch it in the paper, the United States team got walloped by Puerto Rico. 11-1 yesterday. It was a mercy rule after seven innings. So the U.S. now on the brink of getting knocked out, and they'll play the Netherlands and see what can happen there. Venezuela was a winner 3-1 over the Netherlands, and they now go into the undefeated round against Puerto Rico, and we'll see what happens there. So WBC action today, it's Japan and Cuba. Boy, that is a game, I hope I'm around a TV later on. That is one I wouldn't mind seeing. I got to see the Japanese team twice this week playing against the Giants and the Cubs, and boy, they play good baseball. And then the Cuban team, you know they're always going to play good ball. Dustin Pedroia, how about that? He's out of the WBC. Of course, the U.S. team may be out too pretty soon, but he's got an oblique issue, so they've added Brian Roberts from the Orioles, and Pedroia has been shut down. For the Mariners, we always like to give you a little news around the American League West as we talk to you on this Sunday morning. Sunday baseball, always one of my favorites. Ryan Roland Smith, a good game yesterday, left-hander, trying to get into that Mariner rotation. Four innings, five hits, a couple of runs against the Rockies. Even got a hit in the game. He's supposed to be a terrible hitter. And Eric Bedard, who had the buttocks muscle pull, may be getting into a game this week. They say Bedard may be in there. So a little bit of that. Eric Stoltz of the Dodgers, a good game yesterday. He's in competition for that fifth starter spot. Texas Rangers news, Jason Jennings had two good innings yesterday. He's coming off that elbow surgery. Says that this is the best he's felt the last 3 years. We're going to talk more about the Rangers this week. And our good scout, Bernie Pleskoff, is going to give us some information about the Rangers, I know, in another session or two. Today, when Bernie joins us, he's going to talk about the Halos and what he's seen about the Angels. For the White Sox, Brian Anderson, a couple of homers yesterday, won a Grand Slam walk-off. But young Matt Harrison for the Rangers in that game went four innings, only one run given up. Harrison, the left-hander, pitched very nicely against the A's in Oakland towards the end of the season. Chris Benson, five innings pitched in an inter-squad game yesterday for the Rangers. And you know the Rangers have many, many opportunities for pitchers to break into that rotation with Millwood and Padilla. By the way, Millwood does pitch today for Texas. And Chris Benson, a veteran major league pitcher, who knows what could happen if he somehow gets his arm in shape. And other news, A.J. Burnett of the Yankees, four perfect innings for the hard-throwing right-hander yesterday. And the last bit of news I'll give you before we take our break, Pudge Rodriguez having a monster WBC season, and he's something like 9 for 15 or something like that. A lot of teams looking at him. The Marlins are one, and reading Henry Schulman this morning in the San Francisco Chronicle, maybe the Giants would consider Pudge and put him at third and put Sandoval over at first, and maybe Travis Ishikawa may not be the first baseman for the Giants. So, boy, Bay Area baseball news, that would be interesting. Get Pudge out here. I could go for that. That would be a lot of fun to see Pudge Rodriguez playing for the Giants. That would be pretty good. Both these teams, the A's and the Giants, boy, they've made significant moves over the winter. As I say, if you just joined the show, Garcia Parra and Orlando Cabrera pitching today. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take our inside look at baseball. Had a great conversation yesterday with Tim Kirchin of ESPN, ESPN.com. He's a good baseball man, and we went around the leagues and talked about spring training and what's going on. It's brought to us by Air Park. When you park at the Oakland Airport, there's only one way to do it, and that's at Air Park. They take care of your car there, and you have that wonderful shuttle to the terminal, and boy, that shuttle bus is there when you come off the plane and back to your car and you're on your way home. All right, Tim Kirchin joins us. We're live at Tempe Diablo Stadium. A's and Angels coming up right after this.